You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We'll get back to the Yankee calls in just a second, and I'm waiting to see if Booney said anything to the Talking Yanks guys about Dominguez in center field, but apparently nothing yet. It was just about heel that he's going to expected to begin rehab Sunday. He'll be stretched out to be a starter when he comes back, and obviously Jazz going to second. That's the big news there. I was talking to Andy Martino yesterday, both on and off the air at SNY, and we did the show Baseball Night in New York, and I got to be honest with you, I'm more excited now about the Mets and the trade deadline than I was prior to that conversation with Andy, where he seems to think they're going to be aggressive. We've talked about it. We haven't seen it from Stearns. I mean, forget about just yet. I'm talking about in general, whether it be with the Brewers or whether it be with the Mets, the ultra aggression from him. But I think the sentiment for the Mets is the right one, and it's going to be that, hey, they're in their quote-unquote championship window. Like, obviously, they want to build sustained success, but this is a go-for-it. A go-for-it time with this team, with this organization, led by an owner who is go-for-it by nature. So I now expect, I know you were saying you wanted the Mets to make big moves, and I was like, all right, well, they just need some little tweaks here or there. I think anything's on the table for this team, and now I'd be disappointed if they don't come away with, at the very least, a top bullpen arm. It's got to be more than that, and I think it will be. I think anything's possible for the Mets, but I think they're going to be ultra-aggressive at the trade deadline.
They should be. This is green light territory. Now, they're going to have to reconcile from within. Some of these are easier decisions than others, whether it's, obviously Beatty, Alvarez, Acuna, Mauricio, Gilbert, others that are, not Sprouts going nowhere, but, you know, some of the other players, Vientos, I don't know if I said him, but they're going to have to really identify who they want around and who they don't, how much money they're willing to absorb. Why the hell wouldn't they go for it? I mean, think about this, Sal. In 2 years, right? And I say two, based on the way the contract is structured. In 2 years, there's no guarantee Pete's still here. There's just not. And then you start to look at the core. Obviously, Soto's still deeply entrenched in his prime. He's probably just entering his prime. But Lindor, who's still going to be, a star at that point. You know, now you start to get to the point for a middle infielder, not that you can't put him over to second base and he couldn't transition, but as a star shortstop, time's taken a little bit on Lindor. He's not a kid. He's been playing this game for a long time. So to me,
Diaz, Nimmo,
let's go. Yeah. So to me, the only question, not the absorption of money, it's the valuing of prospects. And I'm very curious to see how Stearns, not to make it a Met Yankee thing, but the way the Yankees hold on to their prospects like manhole covers, they throw them around like manhole, it's ridiculous. I'm curious if the Mets deviate from that and really just take a massive swing, try to win it this year.
And I think that they will. Now, I don't know this. I just think that they will. Obviously, to get something, you've got to give. And the Mets have an advantage with Cohen where he could just say, yeah, let's take on that contract and give up less. They're going to be smart about it. I don't know about trying to thread the needle, but they're going to be smart and say, well, we'd rather not give up prospects. We'd rather take on your bad salary. That's easy. Oh, just money? Sure, because then we get to hoard the prospects and there's no harm, no foul. Even if guys don't pan out, you'd still rather have them than not. However, they also have a bunch of guys that play the same position that they're just not going to be here. Whether it is Beatty, Vientos, Acuna, like they've got a mix. Jet Williams, some say they wouldn't touch Jet Williams, like make him untouchable. To me, nobody's untouchable. It just depends on the return. This is where you have to trust Stearns and the Mets organization to properly evaluate what they have, unlike the prior regimes that traded Pete Crow Armstrong for Javi Baez.
Yep.
I don't know if I would touch the pitching or mess with the pitching, but I trust them to identify the guys that they believe in to keep those guys, because that's the one thing that the Mets need. We've talked about this a lot of times, like the young, up-and-coming arms that are going to be under control that could be high-end guys. But if you have to give up one or two of them, so be it.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
There's no question.
All hands on deck here. And now, it's got to be the right moves. Obviously, you're not trading, you know, Vientos for Vogelback, but if it's the right fit, if the Diamondbacks want Sproat and Vientos for a Eugenio Suarez, you tell me you don't do that?
I actually wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I don't care.
I'm not giving up Sproat.
I'm just throwing out two names.
Yeah, Sproat's a name that I can't. If you give me another name, I'd say do it.
One of the top pitchers. They got a bunch of guys. That, like, I'm not giving up Jonah Tong.
No. He's in a futures game. Trade. No way. He's untouchable. I wouldn't touch Sproat either. Okay, everybody else you could have.
Okay, but pick a young guy. Obviously, you're going to have to give something to get something.
For sure.
So, whatever. I'm just going through the guys. I'm not giving you a specific guy. I'm just saying I would not hold on to all of them, identify the right guys, and part with them for the right move. I also want a top bullpen. I'm not just a Phil Maton like they got last year. I want a no doubt about it top bullpen guy. I think it's realistic that the Mets go high-end shopping here and come away with some key big pieces that could elevate them to another level.
Well, how about this? And I do agree on that. How about if we have, you know, round two? Where the Yankees and the Mets are vying for the same players.
Yeah, think
just
about
like
it.
Just like they were with Soto.
We had it with Soto. We had them go head-to-head, obviously, in the regular Subway Series games. And now you could have a battle in season here at the trade deadline. And I don't think it's just going to be those two, but obviously it's Mets-Yanks. You could be looking for a third baseman. Mets-Yanks be looking for relievers or starters. I wonder who's going to come out on top, who's going to be more aggressive, who's going to be willing to take on more money. I would tend to think that the Mets would be willing to take on more money.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cashman's always been aggressive, so I'd give the Yankees the favor in that regard. We'll see how it shakes out, but obviously, BT, other teams going to be wanting relievers as well.
Let me ask you this. Now, this is, I know you don't love him for the Mets, and I don't love him for the Yankees either, but I'm just curious how you would handle this. So, did you see the story about Brian Reynolds? We were talking about Brian Reynolds a couple weeks ago before the Mets and the Pirates played.
And then he looked good against the Mets.
Then he looked good against the Mets, ironically. We were just talking about him. And you weren't enthralled with him before. And neither am I. Like, he's good. He's a good player. He's not a star. But did you see the list of teams he will not be dealt to?
No.
Yankees, Mets, Dodgers. I want to say, like, a Toronto Blue Jays. Thank you, Hob. Maybe the Giants. Like, all big market teams who are in the middle of pennant races here. There's six of them. Now,
wow, so he likes to be a loser in Pittsburgh.
Get traded to Baltimore, get traded to, you know, Cleveland. They've lost 9 or 10 straight, whatever. But the point is, if you think that he's enough of a needle mover, would you try to convince him, because talent's subjective, maybe the Yanks or the Mets do like him more than you or I like him, would you try to convince him to come when he initially wants no part of this stage and the smoke?
Yeah, I would not. No, I don't think he's good enough anyway, although I'd be lying to you if I said after the Pittsburgh series, I wasn't like, wow, he's piqued my interest at least. He looks just like a ball player.
He is a ball player.
That's what I'm saying. He's a gamer.
He's a ball player.
He's not going to be a superstar, but he's a gamer. But now you tell me that he said no specifically, not just to the Mets or Yankees, which is not a New York thing.
Yeah. Dodgers, Toronto, the Giants. And, yeah.
Well,
nuts, huh?
I'd be the opposite. Give me all the best teams. I don't want to stay here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no.
So, no, I would want no part of them. The best fit to me for the Mets, specific to the Mets, Suarez is like a nice idea, but I'd rather Buxton in center field and give me the best available relief pitcher. You get me those two and maybe a depth arm in the rotation, I'm good to go with the Mets.
Now listen, both of these teams tinker properly. It's
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know,
it's back on.
Well, I still want to sell certain guys, yeah.
It's back on.
I never said it was off.
No, it's back on.
I never said it was
off. Don't give up hope. Come on.
Now.
Regenerate.
What did I say yesterday? They're not going to win the World Series. Yeah. I still don't think they are. What did I say yesterday?
Well, Jazz
I want to sell. Yeah. I still want to sell.
Right. But Jazz.
But I also want to acquire.
Jazz.
So we thread the needle.
The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Josh is calling from Sheepshead Bay to talk about his Yankees. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to, what's it called? I'm a little nervous, but I'm also not a platitude guy. You guys are my favorite. It's like talking to my boys. It's like listening to my boys on the radio, and it's really an honor to, you know,
thank you, Josh.
Be back to take my call.
We appreciate that. Thanks for making it.
What are you, exit 9 off the Bell Parkway? Is that where you're at?
I'm waiting for an oil change at Subaru on Cropsey.
I got Cropsey. I got you. Go ahead, man. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
So, of course, the Yankees have to steal my thunder, and because I wanted to talk about heel, but I also don't believe like anything they say. They lie through their teeth. For a team that preaches communication, they have the worst. In any event, I was going to say, because bullpen is going to be such a premium at the deadline, would it be smart to put heel in the bullpen and then go after starting pitching at the deadline? Because, you know, last year we saw what happened with San Diego. They traded the top end of their farm system to get relievers that walked. So since there's going to be, we need a flamethrower. We need a guy that throws swing and miss stuff out of the bullpen.
100%.
And I also think just, they're going to put an innings limit on him anyway.
Yeah.
Why not work him
I'm
back
gonna tell you why.
In?
I'm going to tell you why, Josh. And it's a good thought, and thanks for making the call. We appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much, buddy. Here's why I would not do that with Luis Gil specifically. Somebody else I might. He's already navigated this injury the entire, like, he's been on a five-month injury rehab.
Right.
Now, if you're a relief pitcher, and as Josh describes it, and I get it, like, he throws 98, 90, he's got filthy stuff, you're not looking to use him, like, on a Monday and then on a Thursday. It's going to be, hey, you might pitch Tuesday and Wednesday and then an off day and maybe go and get two batters on Friday. And I think that they would view that as cavalier and too risky for his physical being, not that his stuff wouldn't translate, which I know it would translate.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Josh, and the kind words. I agree with building a fire bullpen. That's what wins in the postseason. We talk about all the other stuff. You need a bunch of arms coming out of the pen one after another to get you through those tough lineups in the playoffs and get you through the end of the games. I'm not, though, taking from one area of need to try to replace another one and mess with Heal coming back from injury. He's still a young starter in this league. No, he's a starting pitcher. Leave him alone as a starter. Develop him. Bring him back as a starting pitcher and hope that you could pencil him in every 5 days in the regular season and then again in number two spot or number three spot in the postseason and go get relievers. Now, do you need to get high-end guys? I don't know. The Yankees have had a knack for finding guys on the cheap. So has Stearns, by the way. Finding guys that are on the cheap and maybe making the most of them. I do think that the Mets would benefit from having one more high-end arm. The Yankees, I don't know if they need that because they still hold out hope that Weaver could be that in addition to Devin Williams. Like, the Yankees have two shots at it right now where if they get Weaver right, he could be a high-leverage guy. Williams is a high-leverage guy. I don't know if they need one more. So, and even if they do, is it really giving up that much?
No, no. But I think what happens here is because the way Loaisiga has looked so
he's
far
been
this
terrible.
Year.
Terrible.
Well, he's been awful, but yeah. he was a big part of their plans here. Yeah, so now you got to modify things.
Well, Cruz as well. Him going down there.
He's been hurt. He'll be back. You know, yeah. and he's got nasty stuff. He throws hard. He, yep. You know, sometimes a little erratic with the zone. At least certainly before he came here, his command's not always great. But he's absolutely filthy. He's the kind of guy. You know, he can put himself in a bases loaded, no out jam and wiggle himself off the hook because he's filthy.
Yeah.
But they need multiple arms. I mean, listen, if the Yankees offense was cranking out, even though you don't do this against great pitching in October, if I had a little more faith in their offense to be consistently dominant and bludgeon teams the rest of the regular season, maybe I'd be a little more willing to roll the dice or be creative in the postseason. But they need it for the regular season, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think they just need arms. I think the Mets need a big arm in that bullpen. Rich is calling, but I would not move Luis Gil. We agree with that. And the Yankees aren't going to do that.
No way
they're
doing that.
Talking Yanks.
Nope.
Rich is in East Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are
What's
you?
Up, Richie? Hey,
you're mentioning Suarez from Arizona, but also from Arizona, I think Zach Gallen is a free agent at the end of the year, and I'm not sure about Merrill Kelly. Maybe they'd want to move him, too.
For the Yankees or for the Mets?
I think either one, right?
For the Yankees.
You know, I don't know, BT, and thanks for the call, Rich.
I like them both.
Yeah, me too, but I'm saying if I have other areas of need if I'm the Yankees outside of the starting rotation at this point. Like, would any team want an extra arm? Sure. I don't think that's where I'd be spending my resources if I'm the Yankees. Third base, definitively 100%. Bullpen, definitively 100%. I'd rather invest my resources in those two areas if I'm the Yankees, even if it means getting a higher-end bullpen arm, although I don't think that's a major need for them. But even if it means getting a higher bullpen arm and giving up more, I want third base, bullpen. If I had two issues for the Yanks, starting pitcher, depth would be third on that list.
I would take a pitcher, but I think I agree with you. You got to just look at, you know, maximizing whomever you bring in. And if you get a third baseman, he's playing every day, probably batting, depending upon who it is, batting five, batting six, somewhere in the meat of the order, right? Brought to you by Boers. So that's one aspect. If you get a starter, and I like Merrill Kelly, and I like Zach Gallen, yeah. though those are potential options. I mean,
Gallen, I think he's had a down year though,
but he's had some success.
I like him too.
I'm looking at Merrill Kelly right now. He's because I like Merrill Kelly better. Let's see. Yeah, his contract is up after this year. He's making $7 million, dude. I mean, he's only making. Was he in Japan or Taiwan? He was somewhere overseas. He came here late at the age of 30, carved out a good career. So he is free. So the caller was right, at least on Merrill Kelly. I don't know about Zach Gallen's contract status.
Gallen's got a 5 ERA. He's 7-9 this year with a 5 ERA.
What about his contract status? You have that if you go down. Are you on Baseball Reference?
No,
you
go I'm keep, not. He's a free agent.
Thank you, Hop. Yeah. All right. So the caller was spot on with both of those guys. The 5 ERA scares me a bit. Whatever. The Diamondbacks ballpark is a little interesting with the roof closed. Who knows how that factors in? It could be different in the Bronx or in Queens. But the point is.
Yeah, I like both those guys for the record, but I don't think the Yankees need them.
Well, that's why if I'm giving up what it's going to. To you know, what I'm going to have to give up to get a difference maker. Don't you want that difference maker playing every day? Like, why am I giving up? Not that you give up Spencer Jones for Zach Gallen, but like Spencer Jones, I'm just throwing names out, or whomever else they value for a pitcher who might make two starts in the postseason.
Yeah,
no, you don't play well.
The bullpen and third base and bullpen it have to be the priority for the Yanks. I'm just looking at it from a Diamondbacks perspective.
Yeah.
They are 45-46 right now, 4.5 back of the final wild card spot. Are we sure that they're going to be sellers? Like,
no, we're not sure.
No,
I not mean, sure.
And I guess at some point you got to decide, hey, you know what? Even Atlanta, who continues to, you know, people say, oh, the Braves, they've now lost 4 in a row again. So I told you the Braves were dead a while ago.
That's amazing. I really thought they'd get it right.
They're now back to 11 games under 500. Anyway, like, who's going to be sellers? I guess that's the point of the conversation here. How do we know definitively who's going to be sellers? In the National League, the Rockies are god-awful. The Nationals, the Pirates, and the Braves are by far the teams with the worst records, throwing the Marlins, who are 7 games under. That's only 5 teams right there. The next step up is Arizona, who's 1 game under 500 and 4.5 games back. In the American League, you have, let's see, the Twins.
Maybe the Rangers, the A's, the White Sox, the Guardians, maybe the Twins, to your point, the Orioles, and potentially the Red Sox.
You're talking about.
But that's like 13 teams we just mentioned.
Yeah, if they decide to do that. And
you got to entice them.
Well, if I'm the Royals. Put yourself
or the Royals. I didn't mention that.
But put yourself in Kansas City shoes or even the Rangers. Put yourself in the Rangers shoes. You just won a World Series a couple years ago. You got DeGrom. You know you got the horses in the postseason. Don't you think you're 4.5 games back? maybe they're like, hey, you know what? If we add the right piece, we can make a run and make the playoffs. And who knows once you get in the playoffs in the American League.
Yep.
If I'm Texas, I'm thinking about going for it. I'm not thinking about selling. If I'm Kansas City, I want to try to make the playoffs if I could. Now, they have to properly evaluate their teams, and that's going to be up to them, obviously. Boy, the Guardians have fallen off.
Is it 10 straight? Did they win last night? You know, they lost like 9 or 10 in a row.
They won last night.
Oh, they did win.
But they have fallen off the face here. And I told you the Guardians aren't that good, man. Any team in the AL Central outside of the Tigers, worthless, and probably going to be the only team to make the postseason in the American League this year, in the American League Central, the Tigers. You get the Mariners, who are finally playing well. Hey, the AL's shaping up, you know, oddly here with Toronto doing what they're doing here, BT.
Yep.
Yeah. That throws everything into a little bit of a you know, tizzy here with the Blue Jays taking ownership of the American League East. You got Detroit, the premier team in the American League Central, and then you get at least two teams, maybe three, getting in the mix in the AL West. I still think ultimately it's going to be the Yanks. The will win the AL East, and you're going to get a second team from the AL East and probably two teams from the West and just the Tigers in the Central.
Can you give me a reason why the Yankees or the Mets shouldn't give up whatever is required? And I mean whatever is required to bring in Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, I mean, are they going to sell
him?
Do
we have the conversation? I don't know, but you got to at least try to entice him to do so. He's got 3 years to go on his contract.
We know the Yankees love him. I mean, Boone was fawning about him.
He's phenomenal.
Oh, God.
I think he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I think he's great.
Stinks in the postseason. I mean, he did nothing against the Yankees in the postseason last
year. Yeah, but neither did Witt. I mean, in the one series.
Agreed. That's why I don't like him.
Come on. Give him a little runway, dude. At least with Witt, he's played once.
Hoff, what would you say there?
I just said neither does Judge.
He's not wrong.
You're going to leave that one?
You don't think I was thinking that as I was defending Ramirez? No, but like somebody like Jose Ramirez. Now, keep in mind here, guys, he signed a team-friendly deal for some reason. He likes being in Cleveland. He's making like $21, $22, $23 million the next 3 years. He runs. He fields. He's got pop. He might not be playoff-proven,
right,
but he's got playoff experience. Can you imagine plucking him in at third base for the Yankees or third base for the Mets in between either Judge, Belly, however you want to do it, or Lindor, Soto, and himself? What?
Yeah, no, he'd be perfect.
How do you give up anything
if he's available
for him?
Yeah, maybe
you make them make him available.
Maybe he is. I mean, maybe not. I'm not,
make
well,
it
if
happen.
If you're them, why would you do that? You might
because they're not going to win.
I know, but still, you fold up shop if you do that. He's the fan favorite player.
They're
you
not
cheap.
Going to watch that dump team in August when they're 15 under and they got a minus 107 run differential. They're going to be 9,000 people there on a Tuesday night.
Who do you think? Because I'm looking at this now. I was just doing the math. I did it wrong. So it's not going to be. Obviously, there are six teams that get in each spot.
Get the standings up here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say division winner Yanks, just for argument's sake. Say or if you want to go, you want to go Blue Jays.
I think Toronto's right going to win it until the Yankees make big moves. Toronto,
I still think
better.
The Yanks will. But we'll go by division leaders right now.
Yep.
Blue Jays, Tigers, Astros.
Correct, 100%. Yeah, except 100% for the Toronto, but yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you on the others.
And then you're getting three other teams in there.
The Yankees, Rays, Seattle.
And Boston. What I'm saying.
Yeah,
Boston making a comeback now. Or just whatever, if you want to argue that the Rangers, like we said before. But you're going to get you're going to get one of those. A third. Dude, the playoffs are expanded so much, it's ridiculous. Look at that.
Even a team like the Angels who are on the periphery,
yeah,
they're 3-4 out. Rangers. See, the Rangers need offense, not pitching. That's their problem. They don't hit. I do think my delineation is Kansas City, and to me, that's a Hail Mary. Anything below like the Twins a shot.
All right, so
I think Twins start selling.
Texas in there for
I'm
now?
I'm going to keep Texas in there for a little bit, yeah.
Anything below them. And then what about the National League real quick?
National League, my line would be anything past the Cardinals. I know the Reds with 3.5 here, but I don't think they're good enough.
It's still over 500.
I know.
Diamondbacks a game under 4.5 back. I would go anything below the Diamondbacks right now or definitively.
I mean, maybe I could show the Reds a little bit more respect. Yeah. I just don't think that they're better than the Mets or the Brewers or the Giants or the Padres. Or I mean, they're close to the Cardinals, but even if they're close or better than the Cardinals, they're still not good enough because there's at that point still four teams better than them.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.